At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Are Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg going to sit down for tea instead of a fight?
And Kanye's about to end up on WikiFeet, y'all. But why is he really bearing his soul?
Plus, Serena Shaik is shaking off her friends all in the name of love.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Okay, honey, so what's up first, Brad?
So it's time for a Dish Baby Report! That's right. So Full House star Ashley Olsen and her husband, Louis Eisner, welcomed their first child, a baby boy named Otto. Well, the baby was born a few months ago, but we don't exactly know when, y'all. Now, Otto is the first child for both of them, and they just got married like last December after dating only for a few years.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking is she was pregnant before they got married.
You know what?
Sounds like a millionaire shotgun wedding.
Pot clack.
But isn't that the American way? Most women used to get pregnant first, then get married.
I don't think that's
I don't think that's the proper way to do it. But
I think that's how they do it nowadays.
Really?
Yes, the AI
version. That ain't the old school way, though.
No.
You used to get in trouble when you're pregnant early.
I was so hoping she had twins. You know, just gotta keep the cycle going.
Like Mary Kate.
You usually don't tell your baby age when you do get pregnant before you get married.
Right.
So people can't do the math. And they're like, ooh, girl.
Right.
Just like we just did up here. But I'm happy for it, man. And hopefully they go the distance. Because I know, like, you know, it didn't work out for a sister and an old dude she was married to. But maybe because they probably have a little bit more in common, these two.
Emphasis on old for that guy there,
You buy diapers for the kid and your man.
All right, y'all. Oh, man, this has been my favorite story for weeks. It seems like Elon Musk dropped by Mark Zuckerberg's house to have some tea or something like that.
Yeah.
If you guys recall, they've been talking about doing a cage match.
Yes.
And Elon shared a pic with his MMA buddies, only for Mark to one-up him with a shirtless pic with his fighter pals.
Oh, Lord.
So Elon leaked a text message with Mark where he told Mr. Facebook, I will be in Palo Alto on Monday. Let's fight in your octagon.
Oh.
Then yesterday he tweeted, or is it X'd now? I don't know.
X'd.
Anyhow, he X'd like he was outside of Mark's house saying, knock, knock, challenge accepted, open the door at Finked, which is actually Mark's Twitter name, which is weird.
Like,
then he took it a little further and got salty saying, thought you might want some tea, so I brought the bags.
Oh wow.
Not Elon Musk with the, hey, come outside, we just want to talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm Yo, man, I don't know if this is like the smoke that, you know, Elon Musk truly wants. Because Mark Zuckerberg looks the part.
Elon does not want this smoke. I've seen videos of Zuckerberg wrestling, and he's actually a little intimidating now.
Mm. I believe it. But Mark Zuckerberg looks like he hunts people on the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what?
Surviving the GameStop.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
I can't even believe they're going to really fight. Are they going to really fight?
No.
They might wrestle around. So. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's very entertaining for us, though. You see me talking about it.
Oh, baby, it is.
I would love to see it.
Me too.
I think it's going to end with Elon in a headlock. I think Mark going to, like, you know, put that little rear neck and choke on him and, like, fall back.
Sleep. Like, absolutely. That's where it's going. Down. Mm-hmm.
And then what will be the payback? That's the interesting part.
Yo, the loser loses their platform.
Oh,
just imagine if Mark Zuckerberg had control of Meta and X. It's probably not a good thing because one person should have all that power.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? They should battle for their platform.
Elon definitely got mad when...
crazy.
Elon definitely got mad when Instagram released Threads because Threads is basically a Twitter copy.
Yes.
And so that's when some of this beef started.
Elon should have launched Threads.
All
right, so this story blindsided me literally. All right, so y'all remember the movie Blindside, right? Yes. Sandra Bullock was in it. She got mad awards for it.
Right.
It was about the black NFL player, Michael Orr, who was adopted at 18 by the rich white couple, Sean and Leanne Tui. Mm-hmm. Well, check this out. Yesterday, Michael filed a petition to end the conservatorship that they've had him under since that time.
What?
Yo, he says that the family tricked him into agreeing into a conservatorship, which they told him was the same as an adoption, and he just found out in February that it was all a lie.
Wow.
This gave the Tuis control of all of Michael's contracts, which they allegedly used to maintain. They maintained it to this day. And Michael is requesting that they end the conservatorship and pay him the money he's owed with interest, along with his attorney fees and damages. Wow. But Sean says he never deceived Michael, and he said, you know, it's upsetting to think that we would make money off of any of our children. But we're going to love Michael at 37 just like we loved him at 16.
Mm, right.
Wow. So the real story that we saw is not the truth.
No.
So that was not based on the true story because they actually tricked him and was taking his money instead of really helping him.
Wasn't that the concern of the social worker in the movie in the first place?
Wait, the social worker in the movie was worried about his financial status?
I think the family living off of his clout. Mm. And wanting the attention and wanting the money. Y'all remember that part?
I didn't watch the movie because I knew it was
It was a part in the movie where they questioned the white people. Like, why y'all want this black man in your house, baby? Yeah.
That was different strokes all over
again. It is different strokes. Let's give it Arnold.
Everybody's got a special kind of story.
Well, child, Irina Shayk is making sure she secures the bag, okay? The streets are saying that Irina isn't taking any chances with her new romance with Tom Brady. I don't blame her. But source says she's cutting off her friends, her pets, the milkman, whomever she feels will leak this story about them in these blogs, okay?
Yeah,
girl, you're doing the right thing, all right? Okay. Clearly, she doesn't want to scare Tom away. So what y'all think?
She doing the right thing, damn it.
Okay.
I will keep all y'all asses back, honey. Nobody know Leroy, honey.
Get thee behind me.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm acting real funny.
Nah, okay.
Yeah. She's acting like a kid who's about to age out of the adoption home. You know what I'm saying? And putting on her best act to make sure she gets picked up before it's too late.
Sometimes you got to do that to protect your
things. She's putting on the full court press against all of her friends right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did that happen to you, Brad?
Then what happened to me?
You dated a rich woman and you cut every damn body loose.
No, I didn't. My woman was actually very open-armed and loved everybody.
She is.
So I didn't do that.
There, Gary.
I didn't have to do that. She brought me out the closet. We don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, Brad wasn't hiding anything. Brad's never hid anything about who she's seeing, Gary.
Ooh.
First of all, Tanner, you don't know nothing about that, boo. So, honey, let me do this here. This is A and B. Ooh. See your way out.
Ooh, January and February, so march your way out.
He said this is a taco and burrito conversation, nachos.
Okay. From nachos to no shows, let's talk about Kanye West and his wife Bianca Censori, man. They've been parading around Italy barefoot.
And
Jason Lee, who spent several months working with Ye as his media head before quitting, thinks Kanye is pulling a publicity stunt. And they said, I think the fact that people are talking about Kanye's feet shows just how much power he still has in wake of cancel culture. And I think it's a smart strategic move. And he's right.
First off, like, okay, so yeah, he lost the shoe deal, but I just feel like Kanye West is too big to cancel.
What?
The irony of, like, losing that much money in a shoe deal and to be walking around shoeless.
That has to be what it is.
It's poetic.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. You know Kanye is really like that. Like, very, it's probably tied
cerebral.
Together. Yeah. Feet, shoes, he's going to come out
Tamar,
with
So, Tamar, though, girl, if Jamar wanted you to walk around barefoot in the street,
Jamar.
Baby,
Jamar. That's y'all together.
Jamar.
I like Jamar. Okay. Jamar. Okay. The Jamartians.
If JR wanted you to walk around barefooted to prove your love to the world, would you do it?
You know, I don't want to love anybody that much.
Really?
No, I don't.
Mario, he's rich,
that's a big
though.
Old thing. Huh?
He's rich.
It don't matter. You're a woman.
Up next, honey, we have a dish debate inspired by the Real Housewives of Atlanta, honey, that will have you collecting your thoughts and your coins. Detail after the break.
Not collecting your coins.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, Dishettes, we back with a
Dish Debate.
Now, the Housewives Housewives of Atlanta are coming for Sheree Whitfield's man, Martell Cash App host. Wow. So, y'all, Martell decided to host a birthday dinner for Sheree. Well, when the invited housewives arrived, they were shocked by the so-called arrangements. Now, listen to how some of the peaches broke down the situation.
You revealed the tea about him asking all the ladies for a cash out to pay for their dinner.
He didn't pay for her birthday dinner.
Say, who told you though?
Girl, it was Marlo and Sonya.
The bill was $1,500.
So should the ladies have expected Martell to pay the $1,500, y'all, since he hosted the dinner?
Martell should have paid for the dinner. He hosted it. It's your lady's birthday dinner. Absolutely. You want to put on a good united front for your lady and your whole crew.
No. Yeah. Your lady owns Chateau Sheree. She wears designer clothes.
Yeah, but Brett, you know,
$1,500.
But they haven't been together that long, Brett. You know that. So my thing is, honey, because first of all, when you let people know that you're going to pay for their food, they start eating every damn thing they dreamed of.
That's true.
No, ma'am.
It's true.
No, ma'am.
You gotta pick a cheaper restaurant then.
Like, I'm telling you, you embarrass me like that, it's over with.
Isn't that embarrassing?
That's embarrassing.
Bring that real time.
But that's not embarrassing. That man got a lot of bills to pay. I have a Christmas party every year, and I make sure everybody brings something. I do not pay
for it. Like a covered dish or
you bring a damn covered dish.
B-Y-O-D, bring your own dish.
Because this is the deal, because people are real funny. Girl, I went to Gary House for a party, he even had no green beans. But bitch, bring your own.
Yeah. So not there.
Gary, it's just like, you're just asking people to bring you food. That's
no,
like
no, 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 they're bringing food for everybody in there, honey. Mm-hmm. I'll eat some of the food, but honey, I'm asking them, I'm in my house, I got the light bill that I gotta pay, water and all that.
So no. Yeah, but I ain't going to no pot. Like, everybody ain't clean. Some people got cats on the counter.
Yeah. Not the black people I deal with.
If we go eat, Gary, and I say, all right, everybody here, y'all, after we've been to eat now, before, I don't ask y'all to pay for nothing.
Right.
So now if all of a sudden I'm like, can y'all cash at me every? You gonna think something wrong with me.
Yeah.
You gonna think I fell on hard times or something wrong.
No, I be thinking our ass is eating off of you, honey. That's what I would think.
No, Gary, that's just not cool.
All right, y'all, it's time for a royal report. And it's been a while, honey. So there are some whispers, honey, that Princess Kate Middleton has been giving my cousin, the Duke of Sussex, some encouragement.
Yes, yes, Gary. Okay, so according to sources, Kate has been phoning Harry in the middle of the night, secretly trying to mend his relationship with the royal family. Here's the tea and crumpets. The source filled that Kate has been in touch with Harry to tell him to keep his chin up and not worry too much about these temporary setbacks.
I'm sorry, y'all. Meghan messed it all up. I'm sorry. I said it, yep.
How could you say Meghan messed it
up? Because she's
the Duchess of Sussex.
She knew what she was walking into, okay? You couldn't have gone to the palace and think that they was going to be partial to the people.
Well, maybe you
no,
think,
they're not.
Maybe
they're not.
She thought it wasn't as bad as they thought it was.
She was supposed to play her position and be cool and try to help change things instead of separate everybody. But and now here we are.
So you wanted her to be miserable married to her husband.
She's miserable now. Her husband... See, let me tell you something. When a woman comes into a situation, she's supposed to make his situation better. She's supposed to make his life easier. And less complicated.
And she'd be miserable.
But what I'm saying is,
and crappy by the whole
she
family.
She knew what it was when she walked down the aisle.
What's wrong with you, American black girl?
Y'all need to stick together. You want the woman of God to carry him away from his family because they jacked up. They were jacked up for years.
Sometimes you need a person to aid and bet you out of a bad situation.
No, she was supposed to make it better. She was.
Hell no, take me away.
Kate Middleton just missed the Jet magazines that Megan used to leave around.
Oh, my God.
Good for Kate. I'm happy for Kate. That was nice to Kate. But Megan wrong. We're all sorts of wrong.
Up next, Drake was ready to spin the block and tussle for a fan. We're going to explain why right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, now, Drake is more than an actor and a rapper. Now he can add security guard to his resume. Check out how he came to a fan's defense after he threw her his sweaty towel, only to have another guy come in and grab the towel and try to steal it from her. Ooh. Drake was not having it.
That is so bitch.
Which part? On Drake or the man?
The man.
The man.
You ain't that damn overly macho with that man let the other man keep a towel. down.
What you mean?
But it was for the girl. He threw it to the girl. And the man muscled his way to get the towel from the girl.
Well, she missed it.
That man thought would irritate my life. Yeah. I would have done the same thing Drake did.
Did you see what Monica did when that man hit that woman in her? That's the same kind of thing. Like, it's disrespectful and it's rude.
Well, don't throw nothing to me and then hand her the towel.
He can't hand it if he's on the stage.
His arm's only so long.
My goodness.
You know, but anyway.
What?
Tamar Pratt, you ever thrown something out in the crowd and have people go crazy for it?
You know, towels and just regular stuff like that. Yeah. But I ain't never seen nobody take it from somebody that had it. Because then that's going to make another fight happen because somebody going to be mad. Especially my kind of shows where you're getting cussing and fussing and nook if you buck it.
Whose sweaty towel would you nuck if you buck for?
Oh, I would nuck if you buck for a Prince towel or a Michael Jackson towel.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Now?
They dead, though, sir. They went to do with the Lord.
In the moment, though? Oh, come on.
Oh, you mean like back then?
Whenever.
What about you? What about you, Gary?
Nobody.
Nobody?
No.
Diana Ross?
One Diana Ross towel?
With a little makeup on it from her?
Real sweaty?
Well, I probably would then, yeah. But I mean, I ain't fighting over no damn towel.
Really? Y'all don't
if she gave, if she threw it to you and you knew it was coming for you and she was making eye contact with you and she threw it and another queen took it.
Oh, like, bitch, we like would be
what would you do? If Funky Dineva caught it and took it from you,
bitch, how would you react? Now, I was scratched for that. Wait up, bitch, that's my towel.
He was scratched and windmill, okay?
And windmill?
The shoes come off.
Well, y'all, moving on. Idina Menzel recently opened up about her time on Glee when she played Lea Michele's on-screen mom. Now, Idina said playing a mom wasn't good for her ego because she just had her son 3 months before booking the show, and she couldn't fit any of her costumes. Aw, poor baby. She told the New York Times, "You're worried you're not going to work again, and then people hire you to be someone's mother when you probably should be their older sister." But Idina sucked it up because she wanted to work with showrunner Ryan Murphy, and it turned out to be a great run for her. So I'm glad she shut her mouth and did what she was supposed to do.
Yeah, girl, get out your head, girl. You were acting.
Yeah, thank you. So you should play all things.
That's about what's the name left for? What's the name?
Tay Diggs?
Tay Diggs, yeah, that's my boy. I love
her. She seemed too motherly for him at that point.
Well, I mean, she. You know?
Whatever they casted you for, be grateful.
Yeah, girl. Okay. Get that check, girl.
Hey, all these girls
and you should be able to play somebody's mother, sister, auntie, uncle, whatever's needed.
Uh-huh. No, okay.
Or you gonna play like you broke, girl.
Oh, no, she won't be playing. That'll be reality, okay?
If I got casted as a mom, I'd be upset.
You would.
But you would probably.
You'd be like Miss Doubtfire.
You'd give it your all.
Yeah, this is a drive-by fruiting.
Well, all right, y'all, honey. Well, coming up, honey, ladies, if you ever wanted, honey, to take a man right off the street, Tiffany Haddish wants to talk to you.
Okay.
That's after the break.
To you.
You.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am, baby. Miss Tiffany Haddish done said everybody needs love.
Amen.
I agree with her. But so in an interview before the strike, Tiffany reportedly told The Hollywood Reporter that she's producing an upcoming docuseries about a successful woman and y'all, they dating homeless men.
That's what's up.
Beautiful.
Wait, what?
It ain't that hard out here. I'm sorry, but let's read on to the story, okay? Let's find out the end.
They probably more humble.
Yeah. Hold on. We're gonna hold on to God's unchanging hand on this one. Tiffany said she was inspired to produce the show because she once experienced homelessness and believes everyone deserves love. No, people, now, what y'all think about that?
People that are having sex for survival are gonna give you everything they got.
That's true, but then you have to think about what they were doing before you got them.
Well, you gotta do that with these regular damn Negroes.
I mean, you might have to do
here.
That, but you gotta do it more for somebody that's kinda homeless, probably.
But I would date a homeless
person. And they're not gonna
have
no money.
Homeless people don't break, believe it. Now, sometimes homeless people are the better people to date, honey, because first of all, you know, sometimes they got down on their luck.
That's
true. I met
a
homeless person.
You dated a homeless person?
Yeah.
And what? So do tell.
And that homeless person was very nice. I mean, he was on drugs, but I mean, he was. But that was, you know, but come on.
Yo, what's wrong with you, dog?
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't find out till later. But the thing is, though, but the person was a nice person.
When the TV was missing?
Right. When the couch was gone?
When Gary's diabetes medicine was all gone?
Yeah.
But, did they ever find who took your car?
No, they didn't, but it wasn't him.
But no, but, we have a suspect.
That's what happened to all your dish on deals.
Yeah. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at riterug.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.